Okay, this is December 10th, 1991. I'm at Kenton Sears' place on Bug Ridge in Braxton County.
Well, here's a little tune they call The Girl I Left Behind Me. Called Trudy Evans. Here's one they call the Banjo Tramp. Mother Flanagan. Thank you. Well, this one here they call Sally Gooden. I'm going to try to play it in G, like they used to play it back in the covered wagon days, so they tell me. They call the Soldier's Joy. Well, here's a little tune they call the Banjo Tramp. Here's one they call the Banjo Tramp. ¶¶ Nomads. You just kept going from place to place.
They were gypsies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Dad traded an old horse and got a fiddle and an old banjo in the trade somehow. Well, I was about 8, 10 years old, you know, and just a young kid. And my dad played the fiddle. And from time to time, they'd have musicians come in and play with the old man, you know. And I didn't get that old banjo. I didn't know one chord or another, and everybody's bragging. Boy, that kid can really play. It got me thinking I could, you know. And so help me, pretty soon I was picking a tune that I could recognize myself, you know. And it just went from there. And then I decided I wanted to play his fiddle, and he didn't want me. He had a beautiful fiddle, and he didn't want me to tear it up or dismantle it in any way. So he told me to stay away from it unless he told me. But when he'd be gone, well, I'd get it out of the case. And I'd always shine it back up and put it back in as near as I could. One time I broke a string on. I left the bow too tight or something, and he knew that I did it. It wasn't he was trying to be, well, there was a prize possession back them days. It wasn't he didn't want me to do it, but he didn't want me to destroy his good fiddle. You know, you could understand that. Because I learned to play on a fiddle. It was made out of a cigar box with a fiddle neck in it. Back them days, the cigars would come out in wooden boxes. They didn't have. And I got this cigar box and cut square holes in the side of it so I could get my bow in there and glued it up and took some pins and pinned it. I never forget the first set of strings that ever I bought. I ordered from Sears Roebuck, paid 17 cents for them. They was silver tones. And then they had, for 28 cents, you could get a set of Bell brands. You ever hear of them? They're supposed to be a finer string. When you believe it, I've got some of these here that I kept getting requests for. They still make them. Black Diamond. It's just like a wire fin. And then here's another one, GHS, fiddle string. Raspy, oh Jesus. Now here, these are German strings. Them damn good, them Hofner. Uh-huh. Them's really limber strings, they're good. Ray Spanoff said it's better than Super Sensitive.
Is that right?
Yeah. I sell a lot of them old fiddlers. Yeah. Kenny Baker advertised these, but he don't have them on his fiddle.
What year were you born, Ken?
24. Now here's your medium tone super sensitive. And here's one now. It's the orchestra. Did you ever use them?
Yeah, I used them.
Oh, it's outrageous what they want for them super sensitive. They're just outrated. Overrated, I should say.
How about if we give that a...
Here's an old timer called Trudy Evans. Here's the Arkansas Traveler. Thank you.